It's a Stud Vision podcast with Remy and Perk.
Let's go.
Started from the bottom like we came from the dirt.
Come on.
Put in hard work, now we going berserk. Woo. I'ma get what Woo. I deserve. Woo. Please do not Woo. Disturb. This is Stud Vision podcast with Remy and Perk.
And this is Remy.
This is Perk.
And this is the Stud Vision podcast.
Hey.
Let's go.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Happy New Year.
Happy motherfucking New Year.
Motherfucking New Year, y'all. What's going on, man?
Man, this shit feel like motherfucking 2021 and a half at this point in my life.
I don't even know. 2022 is still 21.
Yeah, a whole bunch of that 2021 sliding over here to the 2022. I'm going to need it to go back over to 2021 at this point. Because I was trying to get rid of people. And get rid of stuff and get rid of things, and it's just sliding on over here.
Say it's sliding on. What's up? Happy New Year, twin.
Happy New Year, twin.
What's going on, y'all? To our supporters, we love y'all. Shout out to y'all. Y'all messaging us and stuff like that. We here.
Yeah, y'all been messaging us. Where we been at and how you doing and hope everything is all right. And it is. Everything is all right.
I got a song for y'all. Everything is going to be all right.
It is.
You know, I always got a song.
But it's facts. Everything is going to be all right. So I hope all our listeners enjoyed their New Year's, whatever they did on New Year's, because we ain't talked to them since before New Year's. So, hope everybody had a fun, safe New Year's.
Right.
I hope y'all was litty, turned up.
Right.
Because I was slapped. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I had 2 bottles of Bel Air, but I was slapped before even the Bel Air was even open.
You got some DJ.
Did I have some DJ? No, I literally bought me. This was my plan. My plan was to buy 2 bottles of Bel Air and just drink at 12. That was my plan. That did not work out. Because one, my cousin fake bartending self, my little cousin at that. I mean, he not little, but he younger than me, so he going to be my little cousin. He decides he wants to make margaritas for the house. So as soon as you walk in the house, you are greeted with a margarita if you felt like you wanted one. And he had rum and some mole shit in there. But it tastes so good because he put frozen fruit in there. So you couldn't taste the liquor at all, period. It basically tastes like a slushy, a fruit slushy. But it had a lot of liqueur in it. But you could not taste it, so it was dangerous. So I was about 3 cups of those in before 12 o'clock even hit. And then after that, I was drinking Slave Tears. I mean, Hennessy.
Ooh, them damn Slave Tears. Ooh.
Yeah, them Slave Tears. Drunk about 2-3 cups of that. So y'all could just imagine how my night went.
Yeah, slapped.
So we definitely brought the new year in, right? But by the time I got to the Bel Air, it was a wrap. I ended up giving one of them bottles to one of my artists. I think I gave it to his brother. One of my artist's brothers, cousins, whoever he was. I at that point, I was just like, you want a bottle of Bel Air? He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah.
Right.
Because I ain't finna drink it.
Right. Lil' cuz said, drink up.
Now, Lil' cuz woke up and chose violence that day. I mean, but we had food, so it wasn't that bad.
Look, cuz sound like favorite cousin. She gonna make sure you got all type of shots in your body. You better had hydrated and eaten everything. It's always food around anyway, but every time she got something going on, wherever we go, it's shots on shots. So, hey, I understand.
Ain't nothing wrong with favorite cousin getting y'all slizz at.
Mm-mm. You know, I didn't do nothing for New Year's Eve. I think I was asleep by 10 something. When I woke up, it was a new year. Yeah, like my place is already deep cleaned and everything. You know, it wasn't even because it's tradition wise or whatever, but I did say I wasn't coming in, bringing in a new year, and my place wasn't deep cleaned. But y'all, look, listeners, y'all already know me. Y'all know cleaners come here every month anyway to clean. So it just was right on time anyway. So
it was going to happen regardless. Mm-hmm. It was going to be clean regardless.
And I think they thought I was going to have something. So they did an extra good job. I was like, bro, thanks. It's just me.
They did a deep clean.
Deep clean. And I slept. I slept like a baby on New Year's Eve. I don't even know when the clock struck 12. I ain't hear no gunshots, no fire, and I'm a light sleeper, so it was none of that either.
Yeah, you ain't had that whole Chicago situation. We were so litty. We damn near missed the countdown, but it had been years. Numerous years where everybody be so lit or turned or drunk by the time we look up, it'd be like 12:10, and then niggas count down anyway.
Right.
But so, you know how Chicago do.
Yeah, you know how that go. Let me ask you this: since we're talking about New Year's Eve and New Year Day, did you have any resolution?
Nope, I don't believe in that shit. I don't believe in resolutions. I believe in what Auntie told me, and that's what my motto for the new year is. And that's all I was going with. I mean, that resolution shit, I don't honor that. I feel like you should be changing yourself 24/7, working on yourself 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. So that resolution ain't that. I ain't never been really been a person to do no resolutions. Did you have any resolutions?
I wouldn't call them resolutions, but yes, since for the sake of the word, I'm gonna say yes. And for me, it was to just get back to what I was doing when I started my journey. Like, I had a point in my life last year when I stopped journaling. I stopped listening to my inspiration music in the morning. I stopped praying. I stopped what I was doing when I started my journey. And I want to get back to that because there was a point in my life when I realized how my life changed once I stopped. It wasn't like it changed for the bad, but me going with the flow just don't work. I can't go with the flow.
You gotta have structure.
I gotta have structure. And without structure, I ain't right. And it's not like my life was in shambles and anything, but it was a learning lesson for me because I was so gung ho, like, I don't wanna do this, do that, XYZ, all this other stuff. I just want to spread my wings and fly and flow with the wind, do whatever. Yeah, no, that's not me.
Yeah, that's not structured. I'm finna say, but can't be out here willy-nilly. You got to have structure. But I don't feel like that's a resolution. I just feel like that's some shit you felt like you needed to do. You need to get back to. I honestly don't feel like that's a resolution.
So
I feel like you realized that you need certain structures and certain things that was in your life helped you to become to the point that you got to. And once you stop doing that, you need to get back on track.
Yeah. I do have some goals. I'm not going to go over those on here, but
you lost your balance.
Yeah, I did. I lost my balance. I lost sight of my why. I lost sight of what it is I really want to do and where I want to go and do those things. Like, it sounds deeper than what it is. It's not as deep as it sounds, but it's deep enough for me to have noticed a difference. Right?
I was just going to say that it had to be deep enough for you to say, I need to go back doing this stuff. I went through the same thing. I realized, like, I realized, like, I need to meditate. Like, I need to. Like, when I don't, I'm a completely different individual. Like, I completely understand what you're saying, twin.
Yeah.
Like, I need clarity. Like, I have to clear my mind. Like,
yeah.
I have to have balance.
Yeah. Like, for me, you have to have balance, and I have to have structure. I can't go with the flow. Like, I'm not a go with the flow type person. I cannot. Like, for example, I had an appointment one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was canceled on me right before it was time for the appointment. I think this was back in November. And I flipped out. Like, I completely lost my shits.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm set in stone on certain things. And so the way I operate day to day is based on my schedule. Now, a cancellation might not be bad to some people. It's like, oh, so I got my free time. No. For me, we can't do that, especially not that close to an appointment. Like, let me know early in the day or the night before. Like, I can't operate like that. I lost my shit. Like, no.
So can you say it was a trigger for you?
Yeah, and it let me know I need to work on some things, because here's the thing. Shit happens. Shit does happen, and it's okay for something to be canceled or rescheduled, so I have to get better with that. But because the way I structure my days, no, can't do it. So I'm getting better with that, and it's because of how my days are. Like, I wake up at a certain time, I clock in at a certain time. Like, you know, I start working at 7, but I don't clock in at 7, so I clock in at a certain time, and after I clock in, I have different things that I do before I walk away from my desk. And when I walk away from my desk, you know what I do? I put my Crocs on or my Gucci slides. Depending on the weather, I'm going to put some actual kicks on, and I'm about to go for my morning walk, right? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. But right before I hit the door, I turn back around. Hit the refrigerator. If I got a cup of ice now, I'm going to get some ice, or I'm going to take a sip of water. Then I'm going to head out the door. See, this is that doesn't change. It's so routine. It's routine, but it's a lot of structure involved. So when a cancellation happens on me, it's like, because I wasn't prepared for this.
Right.
So, but I'm getting better at that. And back to what you were saying about resolutions, you was like, that doesn't sound like a resolution. It's just something that I have to be working on. Now, I could agree with that, but I do actually have something that you might say that's not considered a resolution either. But for me, for the year of 2022, I am being more intentional with my praying. More intentional with the way I pray. And so I've been on this. I now wake up at 5 a.m. to pray. I pray at 12. I pray at 7. 12 p.m., 7 p.m., 5 a.m. So that's just something I want to do. It's not based on anybody's religion or spirituality or anything like that. You know, some people have times. But because I wake up at a certain time already, I felt like I could wake up a little bit earlier. You know, and so...
But that's good though. That's when I meditate.
Yeah. And so for me, that's what I'm doing.
Not the exact times that you said, but the best time to meditate and pray is between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m.
Yeah. I'm doing a lot of journaling too, you know. But I have more goals. Ooh, I hit the mic, my bad, y'all. I have more goals than resolutions, because every day I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm unlearning, I'm changing, I'm understanding, I'm becoming wiser. Every day I am taking more accountability and responsibility for whatever is going on in my life right now. That's what I'm doing. And I'm standing 10 toes down on it. I'm standing on it. So
just don't call them goals instead of resolutions.
Yeah, we're going to do it. And let me tell y'all something I wrote in my journal. I shared with y'all two things, and we move on to the next thing. God, I give you permission to do a heart examination on me. Search in my heart and reveal if there is anyone I need to forgive. It is a new year. I woke up blessed to see a new day, a year. I woke up blessed to just be able to walk, talk, tell people I love them, I appreciate them. You are worthy. You are loved. You are deserving. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. That's what I wrote January 1st, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I also said that I have been more intentional in my prayer, my work, my words, my actions, and in every aspect of my life. I'm going to quit playing it safe and become dangerous with my prayers, intentions, and goals. Live boldly and lively. And remember to say that prayer very bold and dangerously. The second thing I wrote, and this was on the 4th. I write every day, y'all. I said this. Lord, reveal what holds my mind hostage. Show me what I fear the most. Go ahead, help me face what terrifies me. Things that keep me up at night are the things that I don't trust God to handle. But I trust you. I am no longer holding on, replanning, revisiting, rethinking, questioning over anything that is keeping me up at night. Because I'm trying to control them instead of releasing them. That is why I keep going back to them. I release them. I no longer have control over them. Reveal my fears and build my faith. And I said, I am ready for this assignment. Order my footsteps and I will walk in that path. So y'all, that's where I'm at right now in my journey.
Cool.
Yeah.
But you definitely supposed to be very precise in prayer.
Mm-hmm. And for me, when it comes to prayer, like, y'all, we're not getting religious and all that stuff, but like, this is a conversation that needs to be held anyway. For me, with praying, I literally had to ask cousin Ranisha, how do I pray? And she was like, you know how to pray. You know what she told me, twin?
What?
Get out your head. You want to pray a perfect prayer.
Right. Pray perfect. Ain't no such thing as that.
Well, I was like, okay. Because Ranisha is an elder in the church. And, you know, she cool, she young or whatever. That's, you know, that's the title. But she out here trying to help the people or whatever. And I went to her because I love to hear her pray. I love the way she pray. It's not that I want to imitate it, but I'm just like, man, I wish I could be that good at praying. And it's not that I'm not good. I'm not using my words. And I'm overthinking that it has to be so perfect. Because, of course, you know how I am. I'll be like,
perfect. Your words are your one.
Yeah.
But no, sometimes I just talk to God like he the homie. Like,
that's what she said. Talk to him. She's like, talk to him how you would talk to your grandpa. I said, you know what? Right. Say less.
Talk to him. I'll be talking to God like sometimes, because I also learn, and we, like I said, we not finna get super religious or nothing like that. But sometimes I learn, like, through prayer, you don't have to always go to God to ask him for stuff. Like, every prayer ain't always got to be about, I need this, I need that, help me do this, help me do that. I learned that sometimes I just talk to God like on some, I thank you for getting me through this, getting me through that, you got me through this, you got it. Sometimes I just hit them up for the thank you, and it ain't even about who else need prayer, if I need prayer, I need help with this, I help with that. I just hit them with the thank you for doing this and doing that, and doing this and doing that, and getting me through that, and getting me through this, and I'll holler at you later when I pray again. Like, right. It ain't always gotta be super deep or super, like I feel like when you got some time, just holler at the homie, because sometimes the stuff you prayed low-key does have to have clarity. Like, it has to be to the T. You have to pray to the T, to the point of what you want, what you trying to get, what are you trying to receive and all that. Because I realized this a couple days, like, it was probably yesterday. It might have been yesterday, because I've been reading this book, and I'm reading it every day. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they said, it even said it in the book, like, you have to be precise what you're praying about. Like, you can't just pray for the little stuff. You gotta pray for the big stuff too. Like, you know what you trying to get in your life, or you know what you want in your life, or you know what you strive in to be, or what you trying to get. So if you, I don't want to put it like this, but if you pussyfooting with God and trying to give him a little this, a little that, and like, you worthy of everything you want. That's why we go through what we going through. So you can't be all tedious with the prayer. You got to let them know what you're trying to get. if he don't know what you want, and you know what you want, but you ain't telling them, how can he give it to you?
Exactly.
So I had to establish that in my life too. So I completely understand what you're saying about like really praying, like really being intent in what you want, because you have to be. Because he don't know if you don't know. He can't help if you can't. He can't help if you can't tell him what you need help with.
He'd probably be like, "Help me, help you, help me, help you." Like,
on the rail.
Like, what's up? I wouldn't be surprised if he be cussing me out sometime. Like, girl, sit your ass down. Like, what now? Because you're not even about to say nothing. You about to try to be like, "Dear Lord, da da da." He'd probably be like, "Okay, come back when you just ready to say what you need to say and not be politically correct."
Right.
He probably sick of me, like, "Okay, my child, try again later." He probably be like that, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. You said it best. You got to say what it is. Say what it is. And sometimes it's really a simple thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
sometimes
you.
Sometimes it ain't even gotta be deep. It ain't gotta be complex. It ain't gotta be scientifically wrote down and put together. Get to the point.
I literally, like, did that the other day. I was scrolling through pictures in my phone, and I saw a picture of me. By the way, I saw it, and it's from 2020. I was like, "Ooh, I need to get back to that size." Like, ooh, okay. Anywho, y'all, but I saw a picture. And I sent it to a friend. I said, "What do you see?" She was like, "You about to be mad at me, but you got a nice shape." I said, "Oh, bro, stop being gay." She not even gay, but I'm like, "Bro, I'm not talking about that." She's like, "You look sad in this picture." I was like, "That's crazy." Because in the picture, it's literally, I am the focus. But when I looked at my own picture, what I saw was behind me was empty. And the first thing I said when I saw that picture was, "Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful." And I know you're like, "Perk, what you mean it was empty?" I was standing in my living room of my place here in Texas, and I had nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. But I was dressed and ready to go to work in the office randomly. Like, I had no couch. I had nothing. And I was just like, I was looking at that picture as I was sitting on my couch.
Mm-hmm.
And I simply said, "Thank you, Lord." Yeah, and it was just like, I'm forever grateful for any and everything. But that moment was so eye-opening for me.
It humbled yourself?
It humbled me.
That's what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, it was so like a wow moment, because for our listeners and people that know us, y'all know, like, I really be hard on myself. Like, yo, you supposed to be XYZ. You supposed to be doing, like, and life don't work like that, right? We can make a plan and everything, but I'm more so hard on myself. And I shouldn't be, because I made a great big change. Like, leaving a career field that I've been in forever. Like, leaving my home city and state. Coming, like, moving to my dream place to live. You get what I'm saying? So, I feel like I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Yeah. But I completely stepped out on faith. Like, for real, for real. So, it was, yeah. That's what I was
going with it. But you can't be, you can't, yeah, but you can't, of course, it's going, yes, it humbled you. That whole situation humbled you. And he was probably looking down like, about time, nigga.
Right.
But I was finna say, I lost my train of thought. No.
Because you was trying to be funny, talking about Jesus, God was calling me the N-word.
Yeah, God don't like ugly. I'm sorry, God. But yeah. It was a humbling experience. But, oh, that's what I was saying. Yeah, you can't be really hard. I know for a fact I used to be very hard on myself. Like, super hard. Like, I mean, I still go hard on myself. I'm probably you your biggest critic regardless. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say, I had to, like, we've been talking about, like, not on the podcast, but as personal, us talking. Everything divine time. Like, you can't just bring yourself down or be hard on yourself. Because one, you're supposed to uplift yourself, and it's supposed to be self-love, but everything happens in divine time. And wherever you at in your life right now is exactly where you're supposed to be at.
Where you supposed to be. My TikTok said that on her live.
Like you said, you not where you feel like you should be, but you exactly where you supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So,
and I have to also remind myself, like you said, like you stepped out on faith perp. You did that. You did the damn thing. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Look, when you did what you went did, to a whole different state. That. Mm-hmm. You left a lot. You left everything. Every day, and you started over from scratch.
But look what happened when you stepped out on faith,
man.
Right,
life is
right.
Good. Life is
that's
good.
What happened, right? Mm-hmm. So now I'm trying to understand why you overthinking other situations if you already been in a situation where you stepped out on faith and it came out good. So what? And we did
because.
You got to step out your comfort zone. You
right? I got to do that. Zone. Look, hold on. We're not going to turn this episode into you preaching to me, nigga. What the hell? Come on. We got to switch gears, motherfucker. No, you're absolutely right. And I think it's because I've always had a plan. And I guess being naive with a plan, but life had to show me you can have a plan all you want to, but that don't mean it's going to happen. What they say, make a plan, tell God your plan, he'll laugh at you and he'll show you. Like, I had a plan, y'all. I was supposed to be married by 25. By 27, 28, I would have had, my wife and I would have had probably two kids or one kid with one on the way. We living in our dream home. I had a plan. I was going to do X, Y, Z. Career-wise, yes, I was in social services for almost 10 years. That's my passion and my purpose, and I run from it. I hung my cape up. Can't do all that stuff. I knew I was, my plan was going to be, I'm working for some government, some company and policies and policies and procedures. I'm changing the world. I'm going to do this. I remember one time I used to think this was when I was a kid though, y'all. I was going to be the first WNBA player that in the off season, I was an FBI agent/lawyer for the agency. Like, I've always had these, but when I wrote my goals and my plans down, it was everything I just told y'all before this. And I had it all mapped out. By 32 years old, I'm going to be making 6-7 figures. And it sounds so like, bro, that sound fairy tale-ish. It doesn't mean that it can't happen, but what happened is life happened. Life shook some shit up, and it was like, oh, okay.
It always does.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And when life really shook up was when I stepped out on faith in 2020. Life started shaking. Like, oh, you really want to do this? You ready for real now? You for real ready? Like, you ain't playing. You putting yourself first. You choosing you. You giving yourself the same grace that you give everyone else finally. You finally gonna pour into you the way you pour into other people. You finally gonna do everything that you do for everybody else. You finally about to do that for you. Okay, let's do it. And guess what? The table's still been shaking. I might not be where I want to be career-wise because guess what? I ain't in that field no more.
Right.
I know what I want to do. I know what I need to do, and what I need to do, I keep doing it. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do everything I set my mind to do because I can do just that. Do I believe I'll be somewhere making some policies and procedures and revising it and all that stuff, making the world or whoever under this umbrella company, government, whatever, making it a better place for them and for people? Yes. Do I believe I'm going to be married? Yes. Do I believe we're going to have kids? Yes. Do I believe I'm going to have my dream fairy tale wedding, engagement, all this stuff? Yes. Do I believe that everything I've ever poured out into people and that I'm pouring into myself will be poured into me by my future wife? Yes. But the hard part about it is sometimes my mind go in overdrive. It get to, now you're overthinking. Chill. I got you. I got you. You where you're supposed to be. You know why? Because what I'm about to do, what's about to happen in your life, you got to be ready for it.
Yeah, you got to be prepared for it.
You got to be prepared for it.
You definitely got to be prepared for the blessing.
You got to be in a position to say, I worked hard for this. I bust my ass for this. I waited. I prayed. I cried. I cried. I prayed. I wrote. I read. I did what I had to do. And I took the hits. I took the shots. I did everything with my head held high, with my chest poked out. Never once said a mumbling word about shit. And the only thing is, one thing I always have to realize, you can have a moment. Don't sit there. Mm. Don't stay there. And still, once again, I'd be like, my brain be like, damn, Bert, you just turned 32. You were supposed to. And I'd be like, bro, come on, man. We was just good.
Right. That's that old. Yeah. That's that motherfucking Leo in you with that little splash of Libra.
Gang, gang, man. Look, you know how the Leos be like. We think everything got to be a perfect time and perfect place. It got to be right. And sometimes we got to let go. And not just not go with the flow, but let go of so much control and just literally be like, you know what? If it's for me, it's for me. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And what's not for me ain't going to happen. It's not going to stick. What's for me not going to feel good for my body or for my mind. So but that's where I'm at with it.
That's facts. But I feel like you can go with the flow and still have structure.
Yeah. But you know how us Leos are. We either all the way in or all the way out. So I am working on the middle ground too. Cause you're right.
Yeah,
I can go with the flow and still have structure.
I feel like we can still go with the flow and still have structure. I'm finna say, nigga, being around us in the studio should let you know you can go with the flow and still have structure.
That's true. Cause y'all
are everywhere.
When I was back home, y'all favorite podcast duo. Look, we was in the studio for real. Rim had me in the damn studio, like. And when I say, I was like, okay. I had no panic attack, no anxiety attack. It was like, I'm coming to get you at this time. Okay. Oh, I'm running a little bit late. Okay. Like, it's cool. Like, you know, even though I'm always an early person, but she right. I was going with the flow, but we were still structured. So
it was
right.
Still structured. It wasn't like to the T, because when you're dealing with multiple black high people, nothing is gonna be exactly on time, but we definitely like it. It has structure to it. It just be insane structure. Like, it definitely be go with the flow. Like,
right.
But you just gotta think about that next time you need to remind yourself that you definitely can go with the flow and still have structure.
But, so what's going on in Rim World? What's up?
Man, Man. I don't even know what to say, man. I want to write a book right now. Like, all the crazy. Like, we ain't even been in 2022, but for 18 days. And I feel like I need to write a movie already. Oh, not to mention, it's a lot of stuff I'm doing. I don't really want to tell the visionaries yet. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let some stuff. You just gotta let it go. Let it go with the flow and let it happen, and then start telling people about it. So it's a lot of stuff I'm doing that I'll let y'all know a little bit later once, you know, stuff get planned out, stuff get finalized, and all that other stuff. So I'll let y'all know about that. But man, I'm finna say business is doing good. Graphics. Y'all need graphics, flyers, all that good stuff. Business is doing good. I mean, but when you in that field, like, after the holidays, like, fourth quarter, it's always slow. It's always super slow. Because people people really don't be needing stuff because it's the end of the year, so people really not focusing on. It be some of them people who be, like, ahead of the game, so they'll get, like, stuff they need for 2022 already, or the next year done, like, ads and advertisement and stuff like that. But for the most part, like, December be really slow. Like, November, December be really slow. But now, you know, it's tax season. Everybody want to be entrepreneur niggas and invest in themselves, which I need. I appreciate them, but business booming. Relationships are what they are.
Wait, let me hit the laughter button here. Said they are what they are.
I ain't even finna get deep in none of that, but if y'all want to backtrack and remember some, I definitely wasn't single for the holiday. I'm gonna let y'all know that one. Single for the holiday.
Hey, you wasn't? Is that what you said?
I was single. That shit crazy how this shit worked out. How do I put it?
Like, you sound like you, the DJ, running it back. I was.
I know, because I'm really trying to think of how to fucking word this. Like,
I wasn't trying to throw her off, y'all. My grandmother and my dad bought me a podcasting mixing board. Because I'd be doing the editing and stuff, and I was gonna hit the applause button, and I was like, "Wait, you said you? What did you say?" And I was gonna hit it after she said it, but I didn't fucked it up. We'll try again next episode.
Okay, we'll get it together. But let's just say Christmas, I was kind of, and then New Year's week, I wasn't anymore. So I was single, then I wasn't single. I ain't even gonna put it that deep into that, because we ain't like official. Let's just say I'm talking to somebody.
So y'all exclusively dating.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I've been on TikTok too much. I was about to sing the song. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking wow. TikTok just sucked
your ass in. Yeah, because of your ass. You motherfuckers. For real, your ass.
I love TikTok. I ain't gonna lie with nobody. Like, TikTok will suck 3 hours of my life out of my life. That's why I try not to click on it. Because once I click on it, I'll be sucked the fuck in.
Can y'all follow me on TikTok? iPurpleHaze74. The number 4. Go watch all my videos. Go like them and comment. But look, don't do it back to back like you spamming me, because I don't want you to shadow ban me. See, I didn't learn some of the rules to the games. Like, now I'm posting videos and stuff. It's Remy fault, y'all, because I've been against TikTok for the last however many years. And like,
TikTok,
and she kept sending me videos, and knowing TikTok, I couldn't really watch them all. And then TikTok, I finally made one. And I didn't do anything but watch the stuff. And then guess what? I posted my first video, and then I just started posting, y'all. I'm in a rabbit hole with TikTok, y'all.
TikTok is lit. I don't care what nobody say. You can learn. Man, you can literally sit on TikTok for hours and literally cry, laugh, scream, throw the phone, all in one sitting. Like, TikTok will piss you off, make you happy, make you laugh, make you sad, make you cry, all in one sitting.
You know what else it make you want to do?
Dance and sing and shit.
Around the house. I didn't organize my whole pantry and all the pantry, all the cabinets and shit. I'm about to do my refrigerator next. I was supposed to do it last week and post a video on Thursday. I forgot, y'all. Bear with me. Content creators is different.
Yeah, it definitely is. You gonna put that music that do 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 do. You already know, boy. That TikTok, the crazy part about TikTok is you'll be just in random places, grocery store, mall, whatever, and a certain song come on, and you'll just see random people just start doing TikTok shoulders and all type of shit. You be like, yeah, TikTok, they fucked the world up.
Let me tell you how much how much it's fucked my world up, right? There's a meeting in my... First the fuck off, the 2% of girl about to come out of me. Because why the fuck did y'all do that to that song? Because now when it comes on, I'm like, come here, bring that dick here. Like, I'm doing it. I'm trying to do the dance and all this stuff. Y'all know I don't dance no way. I'm too cool for them. Real nigga. Whatever. Anywho, or when I hear somebody say, come here to someone, I instantly say, bring that dick here. Like, why y'all, why?
Yeah, you traumatized by TikTok.
Why? Why?
Yeah, certain song. Yeah.
Or that other one, when that girl was singing, was that Michael Jackson song? I think it was Michael Jackson. She was like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm like, so now when I hear wait a minute, I start going crazy because I be thinking, this is way. First of all, those who know us personally, why TikTok got me in my living room, bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, all this stuff, trying to stand up on my kitchen island, trying to practice these dances, and I don't even dance.
Yeah. I'm finna say, but you, TikTok dancing and regular dancing is two different things. Like,
yeah, first of all, I don't regular dance either. So, like, the fact that I'm trying to do TikTok, I'm like, bro,
Yeah, wipe me down, come down. You looking for all them little niggas who be hitting that shit. Like, where these niggas at?
Right.
Cause they finna hit some shit. Yeah, certain songs will just trigger your TikTok, the TikTok in you.
Or like...
At one point...
Go ahead.
I was finna say, at one point, before they start taking all the fun music off, I had a whole TikTok Apple Music playlist. It's just, if you go on Apple Music and type in TikTok playlist, all of the TikTok songs be in one playlist. And that shit be busting.
It, y'all, TikTok just, it is Remy fault, y'all. I literally here trying to figure out what kind of content I'm trying to find my lane on here, because y'all go crazy on my unboxing videos. Like, bro, I just want to let y'all know I can't even post unboxing videos on sneakers every day because of where all my shoes are. And I won't tell y'all, because then if something happened, I'm gonna know it was someone that's from Chicago that was listening and went to where I said. But I'm just gonna say, like, my collection ain't here. So what the fuck? Like, y'all go crazy on them unboxing videos.
Just sneakerhead TikTok, period, is a whole different community. Just like video game TikTok.
A whole different community too. Like,
yeah.
From over here.
Lesbian TikToks and rainbow flag TikToks and
dog TikToks, it's just the foodie TikTok. Organization TikTok, it had me in the rabbit hole one day. I ain't even gonna tell y'all how long it had me in it because I don't want y'all to judge me. But
like 5 or 6 hours, just purely,
and my Amazon cart was nuts. Like, yeah, organization TikTok, bruh, it's different. The TikTok I didn't know I needed.
just like food and puppet TikTok, like them five puppets that be looking at all the videos. That shit be hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you could just go on TikTok just to feel better. I go on TikTok if I just want to laugh or I just feel like laughing. I go on TikTok and watch Elmo TikToks, like the Elmo that be cussing and playing the game. That nigga changed my life. That's the funniest person on, that's the funniest puppet on TikTok other than the Mickey Mouse with the deep voice who be trying to act crazy. But yeah, Elmo TikToks, whenever you in a jam, type in Elmo on the search and go ahead and laugh for about 3 or 4 hours.
Y'all know another, you want to know another part of TikTok that's funny?
What?
The live TikTok when they battle on each other. And so you got to send the likes, or if you got gifts and stuff, you could send whoever you watching gifts and so they could beat the other person. That shit be funny as hell because they be mad as hell when they lose. But I be cutting the fuck up. Like, bro, like, damn, you only got 100 and something points and this person got 6,000. Oh, you might as well bow out gracefully. Like, they be so, it, that shit be funny as hell when they do that battle. It's like the battle of the squads. Like,
niggas be in their feelings.
Like, they be so in their feelings, bro. Feelings. That shit is whole. Y'all know I got songs for days.
Yeah.
TikTok is dangerous, like, but in a good way.
Yeah. TikTok women be a different breed of women. Y'all be on there.
Wait a minute. Let me do this. That's a weak-ass gunshot. Say it again for the people in the back. TikTok women be what?
Them, they hit different. Y'all different. Y'all different breed. Different. Y'all.
Where the fuck y'all come from? Where?
And it be like, I don't even want to.
I got a song for you if you want me to say it for you. I got a song.
I don't even want to go there, but it'd be some grandmas on there. Like, it'd be some motherfucking, like, who grandma is this? God damn.
First of all, let me say this. Come close, y'all. Listen, because I'm going to try to not say this loud. For the people in Chicago that's listening, come real close, especially the gay ones, the gays in Chicago that's listening. Where the fuck these fine-ass femmes from Chicago come from? Where they come from? Bruh, what? I'm not saying Chicago ain't got no baddies, but where was they at when we was on the scene?
Not being bothered.
And, like, TikTok, first of all, TikTok, the women on there, like, do we get them off Amazon? Is it Amazon Prime? One day shipping, same day, 3 hours shipping? Like, what in the... Where they come from?
Mm-mm. I don't know. But for some odd reason, they always want to add me as a friend. I'll be cool with that, though. Come on with all the friend requests. I need all of the
Say it again. I'm sorry. I hit it at the wrong time. Yeah, I'm learning this boy. Don't judge me.
I need all them say hi's. Oh, okay. She follow me. I'll follow her. Hi. See how this go. But yeah, I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it at all. TikTok definitely be bussing.
It is. It's one person on TikTok. Like, if I ever wanted to delete my TikTok, I wouldn't, because I look forward to watching her lives every day. And all I know is, in a room full of people, I'm choosing her.
TikTok, bae.
In a room full of people, I'm choosing her. I'm going to leave it at that.
TikTok, bae. I ain't even talked to my TikTok, bae. We stopped talking to each other. And then I had another TikTok, bae. And I just stopped fucking replying. It's like, I'll be back. Because I be having to proportion myself with TikTok. Like, I can't consistently come on there every day to talk to you with a DM. Like, I'm not doing that. Because then I'm going to get sucked into TikTok.
Right, you get sucked into TikTok.
And be back on there for another 3 hours of my life.
Look, I just need to get out the TikTok DMs. Like, text me, FaceTime me, call me. I don't even know if she gonna listen to this episode or if she even listen to anything. But she know who she is if she do. Get me out the goddamn DMs. Take me out of your DMs.
That is the first step. That is the first step to conquering. Get it out of the DM.
Take me out your DMs. Ma'am, and you know who you are. Take me out your DMs. And I'm dead ass serious. Take me out your DMs.
Yeah, because once you out the DMs, then it'd be a whole nother level of talk.
Bruh. I'm shooting like LeBron James in a game 7. Because if y'all know anything about LeBron in game 7, that nigga don't come to play. That he be for real. He don't lose game 7s. And that nigga is scoring 40 points.
Hello.
And blocking shots and all type. Man, look, he dunking with his nuts all in y'all heads. I'm shooting like LeBron in game 7. And sometimes I have to switch the hand. I might have to shoot like Steph. Like, but ma'am, give me out your DMs. What's up?
What I understand about TikTok DMs, why you can't send pictures through fucking TikTok?
Right.
Like, what the fuck? Y'all fucking up TikTok. Somebody contact TikTok. I need them to let me send pictures through the DMs because I be wanting to. Right. Don't worry why. I just want to. And I'm pretty sure everybody else does too.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter why.
She said she wants to send pictures. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy TikTok. What'd you say?
Yeah, yep. You sucked in at this point. It's no problem. That's not a bad thing though. It took you long enough to get
TikTok
on
TikTok is a. It did. It's your fault. And every time I'm on there for a long time, I'm like, I blame you out loud in my head, or I tell other people like, it's Rim's fault. Like it's her fault. Like for real. But TikTok is a different type of breath of fresh air.
I was just gonna say, but look how much fun you have on TikTok. Like, what the fuck? And everybody who listens to this, once you get to the part of the TikTok part of this podcast, take a shot every time we say a TikTok. Y'all gonna be fucked up.
Yeah, take a shot every time we say a TikTok because, baby.
Y'all gonna be slapped. Or hit the blunt. Or however y'all want to do that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, twin.
Follow us. I'm iPurpleHaze74. What's your TikTok name?
Rim McFly, like Instagram and Snapchat and everything else.
Oh, like everything.
Motherfucking PSN.
Y'all, we do not switch nothing up.
I feel like you're not supposed to, because it's easier to find me, because it's all the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a few people tried to add me on PlayStation. I gotta look at y'all profiles before I add y'all as friends. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. But I will.
Oh,
I will add you.
You know what I was gonna say? Y'all, I've been taking a page out of Rim book.
I've been Lord.
A little bit more vocal and deep. Yeah, I don't want to say it all the way in the fucking DMs. I'd be a little bit more.
I'm the sniper.
Yes, like
I'm John Wick.
Taking a little page
DMs.
Out of her book. Huh?
I'm John Wick at the DMs. I'm shooting
you
everything.
Are. Like, honestly, y'all, I really, and for those who listening and y'all follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, y'all got our email address, y'all got our number, all that
y'all
stuff.
Y'all have the hotline.
Yeah, y'all got all that. I need y'all to do me a favor. Bring it in. I need y'all to help me to convince Remy to start this as a service. Y'all pay her to be in DMs for y'all under y'all shit.
And I will kindly do so. I will take cash at motherfucking PayPal, Zelle, however you want to send it. Motherfucking Bitcoin.
Apple Pay.
Hello. Something. Apple Pay.
Like, see, y'all not, we can't get y'all too much of this stuff, but like, that, if y'all scared to slide to somebody DM, or y'all really don't be knowing what to say or what to do, or like, if you overthinking something, y'all really should hit her up. Like, for real, for real. Like, I'm telling y'all. I'm just saying. So y'all help me convince her to add another business under her belt. Like, because that would be very lucrative, though. You know how many people scared to go on somebody's DM?
And I'm down. I don't know why. I told y'all it's a 50-50 chance. It's a yes or no. It's a interested, not interested. You just got to... Yeah. John Wick the shit.
Yeah, don't be like me, y'all. Don't overthink what to say, should you say it, how you don't be like Rim. See, me, I'm working on it. I be thinking I had to wait for the don't. I'm getting better. But be like Rim. I haven't always been like this either, y'all. So this is something new.
Nah, these women different. These women a different breed of women. Like, these some different breeds of women nowadays. Like, you can't come with that old game. You got to come with a completely new game.
Shit. You know how long we was out the game? Hell.
Man.
Like, what? But yeah, it's different, y'all. So we be tickety tick tock and tick tock, 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 tick. It's fun.
On the real.
It's fun.
I was finna incriminate myself. I'm finna be quiet.
Yeah, please do. Please be quiet. So look, y'all. We got y'all. We ain't forget about y'all. We ain't. Speaking, we haven't. We not. We got y'all.
Speaking about, I damn near gonna do an episode called Adventures in the DM.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Because for those who want to know the title of this episode, because we ain't told y'all what we're talking about, it's an episode about absolutely nothing. It's about any and everything. We just talking. We just chatting up with y'all. Y'all can laugh and stuff.
We honestly talking like how we talk on the phone, but on the phone it'd be way worse than this.
Because I would be some, yeah. Like, I can't even believe y'all talk like, wow. Like, y'all be like, oh yeah. My God, y'all, y'all was so sweet. Speaking of which, nigga, let me tell you, I'll tell y'all too since y'all listening.
Clearly, since y'all here, yeah. since y'all here.
Our favorite cousin is planning my baby shower.
Oh, okay, and y'all like, huh?
No, I'm not pregnant. I'm not. But January 2021, I did find a donor. Right, that's something mm-hmm. y'all didn't know. But we know time is ticking or whatever. So my cousin, she one of those people. We got to have the details together. So she was like, you want a classy one or a lit one? Or I'm like, lit. She like, what you going to wear? Because they don't make men maternity. I said, I'm going to be like baby daddies. I'm in my Burberry shirt. She was like,
clearly.
You're pregnant. Like, come on. You'll be pregnant. Like. But y'all,
So still can't wear a Burberry shirt.
She's trying to figure out if I was gonna have to wear sweats or not. I'm like, no, I'm gonna be the flyest stud, pregnant stud there is. You gonna see how heavy we be stepping? Cause
we're still with Burberry on.
Huh?
We're still wearing Burberry.
Yeah, like what? And everyone has all look. If any
I already know
of the guys, the homies, the bros, any of them miss my baby shower, I'm cutting them off for the rest of their life. Because we going to be in there and we going to show up and show out. So my cousin is planning my baby shower. And y'all, I ain't even went to the place to get the dang on sperm from the donor and all none of that yet. But she is planning it. Hell, matter of fact, I'll tell you what else we planning. We planning low key. My engagement, and I ain't even, bro. But that's okay because look, it's gonna be lit. But for that baby shower, we lit. Everybody got a drink for me because I can't drink. I'm not gonna be able to drink. It sounds like I'm incriminating myself, but I promise y'all, I'm not pregnant. We just plan in advance.
Yeah, this is the whole pre-planning situations.
Mm-hmm. Because the gender reveal is going to be in Chicago, just the FYI.
I just already know what I'm finna wear. I already know what shoes I'm finna wear. Yeah.
Gender reveal is in Chicago. Baby
Do I
shower.
Have to wear Burberry?
No. I just said I was going to wear it because, you know, that's what the dads be wearing when they do go to the baby shower.
Yeah, all the baby daddies got on Burberry. That Burberry button up with the motherfucking white pants with the Burberry shoes. And, you know, I already know. You know, typical Chicago shit.
Yeah, I'm a Chicago nigga. So that's how I got to show up like a Chicago. Yeah. Got to show up for my set. But so gender reveal will be in Chicago. Baby shower will be in Dallas. So I'm telling y'all right now, I don't care if you went to the gender reveal. Your ass better be at my baby shower. For real, for real. Or I'm going to flip a fucking lid. Y'all got to be there. It's going to be lit. You know, we're going to have baby shower meatballs and stuff. We cannot not have meatballs.
Oh, Lord.
It's going to be hella liquor because I can't drink. It's going to be a DJ. It's going to be, I'm telling y'all, this is going to be a party. It's going to technically be like my baby's first birthday party because it's going to be lit. And we was talking about names. Cause she was like,
"It's
gonna
be like hangover."
Yeah,
it's gonna be like,
and I'm
hangover.
Gonna be sober. Sober. Yeah. Wait, I got something for you. Since I'm gonna be sober, check this out.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, y'all. It's gonna be like hangover. I'm gonna be sober, and we talked about baby names. Y'all know. I just want some sons. And she was like, what if it's a girl? I was like, well, just name the girl after me because I ain't got no girl names. I told her I probably would be stumping if I found out it was a girl.
Give her a gender neutral name.
I'm going to give her my name.
What's her middle
she's
name?
She's just going to have my name.
The whole entire name?
She's going to be a junior.
I was just going to say, so she's basically just a junior.
Yeah, she's going to be a junior. Her nickname going to be either TJ or PJ. And I'm not, and y'all know what the T is for. And then, of course, the P going to be Perp Junior. Or unless she want to go by TJ, whatever we figure out, like, if it's a girl. Because I don't have no girl names. I got all boy names. I wasn't thinking about no little girls.
Yeah, but that's how God hit you with a loop.
Let me start thinking about girls then so he can re-loop that and send me where I need to go.
I was going to say, because you know how that go.
So he's going to give me everything my heart and mind desires, and that's a boy.
And then it's going to be a girl. That's how the shit work out. That's how the shit works out for everybody.
What the fuck ever, y'all. Don't listen to Rim, okay?
Yeah, don't listen to me.
You know what y'all should do? For those who's listening, hit us up. And say team boy or team girl. But y'all won't know what it is until 2025. Yeah, it's gonna be some time. We just planning. We wired like that, y'all.
I mean, but it's better to be prepared.
Look, this gonna be the most this baby for y'all think I was spoiled as a kid, as a teenager, as an adult. This baby, it ain't even gonna be my baby. I'm really gonna have to turn around and have another baby because that baby's not gonna be my baby.
Can you say kidnapped?
Yeah.
Me.
It's the
Can
episode
you say,
about nothing.
Yeah, we really was just talking shit. I mean, y'all said y'all missing us trying to figure out where we at. We in there, bitch.
We here. What's up? We right here.
To be honest, I was just gonna say, but to be honest, I did need like a week to get my mind together. I literally did not get on social media or talk to anybody for a whole week in the beginning of January, because I just had to get my mentals together. If y'all really wanted to know, that was all on me.
So you had to get your mental together. That's good.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
That I honestly feel like this year has already started the same. And a lot of stuff is going to definitely have to be very pre-planned out and very sought out and very scheduled, like, to the T, because I have a lot of shit going on this year. Like I'm telling people, like, I'm literally booked to January. I'm not playing, like, January. I mean, to July. Like, already got shit booked. Like, events and doing this and doing that. So, like, shit has to be strategically planned to the fucking T. But you know how we roll. So, shit don't never be to the T when you want it to. But, this year I would literally have to start planning and getting more structure in my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you said, a motherfucker can't just go with the flow no more at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, it's too much. I have too many, and I ain't even saying, like, I'm getting pulled by this angle, or put into situations that I'm not trying to be in. This is more like, these are situations and shit I've been waiting to do, and stuff I've been waiting to do, and stuff that I actually want to do. And it's not just by myself, like, it's actual events or actual stuff going on. So it's like, I can't really just, you can't out of the blue just hit me up and ask me to do something no more. Like, it has to be planned. It has to be in advance. You have to hit me up earlier. Like, I can't last minute no more. We are not in the situations that anything can be last minute.
So and you're experiencing everything that you prayed for and manifested.
I'm not even going to say everything that I prayed for and manifested. I'm going to say stuff is being presented, and it's like a decision, like, do I want to do this? Is this something I really want to do, or is this something that I want to be involved in, or do I have the energy and the time that I want to put myself into these situations? It's more like that, because I'm still working on everything that I pray for. Like, it's slowly but surely. I mean, it's going to happen when it happens, but as now, I'm working on more structure. I'm really just working on no last minute ass niggas. Okay. I need y'all last minute ass niggas and out the blue ass niggas, and do you think you could do this and all of that. I can't mentally fucking handle none of that shit no more. Like, I have to have some type of schedule and structure.
Welcome to the, like, structure club.
Yeah, it has to, like, I literally can't do last minute, and my artists are some last minute ass niggas, and I need them to get their life together, and that's where I come in, because on the music side, it's very hectic, but, because it's multiple artists, but it's like, niggas, y'all cannot continue to do last minute shit. Because at some point, I'm trying to get out the country, and I ain't gonna be here to do last minute shit for y'all.
Facts. Because niggas, about to be taking trips and all type of stuff like that.
I'm gonna get niggas' lives together. I'm gonna get my own life together, but I definitely want
to start there.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to let the listeners and visionaries and them know, like, I literally needed, like, a week to get my mind together and get focused and figure out. I honestly was really trying to figure out, like, what in my life do I need to, before I even get deep into the year, what do I need to cut out? What do I need to cut off? Who do I need to cut off? Who do I need to cut out? Like, what situations I just no longer going to just even involve myself with? Like, sometimes you got to let shit go so you can let new shit in. And I was just at the point where I was like, okay, what am I finna let the fuck out and let go so I can let the new shit in, or even have time to focus on new shit? So I had to take a break. Had to get off social media. I really wasn't watching TV. I honestly was just really, like, meditating and getting real spiritual and all that stuff. And I've been reading this book. Well, I ain't really reading it because I don't have time. But audio book? Yeah. Every day. A whole book. Listen to it every day.
What's the name of the book?
Like, The Science of Getting Rich.
Oh, okay. Wait, everybody, did you say The Science or Science?
The Science of Getting Rich. Like, I'm finna say every motivational person that speak, all, anybody, majority of anybody and everybody, like celebrities, whoever has read this book. I know people who literally read this book, like physically read the book every day. I'm audio booking because I don't have time to read. I'm sorry, y'all. I know we got readers out there. But the way my life set up, I be on the E-Way, Bus and Swerves, listening to the book online. And listening to the book through the car, like every day. I've listened to this book every day for the last week. So,
right.
If y'all want to get rich with me, let's go. Everybody, let's get rich. Read the book. Y'all could, right. We can start a book club. I don't give a fuck. It's going to be audio book for me. Y'all could go ahead and get on Amazon and get that if you want to. But it's called The Science of Getting Rich.
Okay. I'll check it out. Yeah. See, look, you say you took a break. You have to sit back, you evaluate, reset, refocus, all that stuff, recharge. And look, The thing is, you didn't wait too late in the year to do it. Not saying it's a perfect time. See, there I go with perfect timing. But you did when you had to do it. And guess what, visionaries? We made the cut. She ain't cut us off. We still here. We still here.
No.
We still here. We got y'all. We gonna hit y'all with. We gonna get together. You know why? Because Mimi just said it. She getting the structure in her life. We gonna have to make it happen whenever it get. Whenever she got free time, we gonna make it happen. On this end, she still gonna make it happen on her end with everything else she got to do. And key word is, she had to take a break for herself. Figure out what she want to do, where she want to go, all this stuff. And that's not a bad thing. And the best thing she's doing right now is letting y'all know what it is and why whatever happened, what all that good shit that people like to say. But she got straight to the point. Like, that's on me. I had XYZ going on. You know what that is? That's accountability and responsibility. And that's something everyone needs to start doing if you ain't already practicing it. And communication goes a long way. So let this be a lesson to everyone. Just do what you got to do and make sure your mental right and you in order before you can go ahead and make sure your tribe and your circle good. Because if you ain't no good, the people around you ain't no good.
That's what I was just going to say. I feel like if I ain't no good, if I'm not good for myself, I can't be no good for nobody.
Nobody.
I can't be mentally there for nobody, help nobody. I can't do none of that if I ain't there for myself. But I was just letting the listeners know I had to get it together.
Get it together. Well, it's all good. What Dirk say? It's all love. Y'all know I got to throw the songs in there. But man, y'all, we did miss y'all though. Like, bro, y'all be showing us so much crazy love, especially on Twitter. Y'all be showing crazy love. Oh, while we doing this, shout out to our social media manager, Key, at the Diary Key. My girl speak with Key, MC speak. I'll tag her and stuff like that. Like, that's our social media manager. Like, she been doing her thing. Y'all check out her podcast. Check out Let's Build Futures, LBF. Check out Amber, Miss Amber Kenny. She is Hilt with a T. I'll tag all these people. You know, Rim got her people she listen to too. She loves to read and shit like that.
Y'all know my people, the Read Brilliant Idiots with Charlemagne and Andrew Schultz. The 85 South Show. You know.
Right. Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance. They starting soon. That's gonna be funny, man. We gonna tag these people on Twitter so y'all can, you know, follow them and listen to them. I got some other people that I listen to, like for some motivational stuff or whatever. But we here. We ain't going nowhere. Y'all ain't getting
good culture.
We ain't getting rid of y'all.
The Good Culture Podcast. They from down south. Yeah. They from down south. The Good Culture Podcast. I need y'all listening to them too. They all black and all the homies.
Isaiah. I don't have my phone in front of me, y'all. But like I said, we'll tag these people. Isaiah, he's a good podcaster. Y'all gotta listen to him. Especially if you're a black man listening. Listen to him. I'm telling you.
You know who really, besides Charlemagne, because he's the GOAT. But you know who really,
y'all, Remy really wants us to be on their network. So we about to make it happen, okay? We gonna make it happen.
We gonna manifest that, so we ain't worried about that. But you know, El and Bully and the Beast podcast, shout out to L'Oreal, that's the homie. But you know who really, really made me want to do podcasting? And I don't think I ever told nobody this. Like, I used to religiously listen to him. And he really inspired me and really wanted me to do podcasting. Gary Owens, the comedian. White comedian. Really?
Uh-huh.
I promise. Get some. I used to religiously listen to him. And I promise he is the reason that I wanted to start doing podcasts. He is the reason I started. He is the first podcast I ever listened to. And he is the first part. He was like the very first podcast. Like, to, he was the reason I downloaded Apple Podcasts. Because you know, you could delete that shit off your phone. And he was the very first podcast I ever listened to. And from listening to him, that's when I started listening to Brilliant Idiots, The Read, Drink Champs, all that other stuff. But that's on here. But Gary Owens definitely is the reason I started listening to podcasts and wanted to start doing this. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what's up. Shout out to him for that. Yeah. But we working, y'all. We working. Any last things you want to say to our peoples?
Hell no, I gave y'all that's too much information already. Y'all in my business.
Y'all in my business. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm about to let y'all in my business for real, for real. Y'all, I think I like somebody. And on that note, what we said this time?
We out this bitch.
We out this bitch. Hey.
Stud Vision Podcast.
Hey.
Stud Vision Podcast.
Hey.